Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we continue to look at our devotional series from the Suffer Well devotional series. Thank you for watching and listening. If you're listening on the radio to these programs are based on the ministry named Torah Life Ministries, which encompasses the whole idea of the instructions and the will of our Father, who we call Yahweh, that is His name, and His Son Yahshua, which means Yahweh salvation. So as we're reading these lessons, we're trying to get the ultimate idea of who Yeshua was. And that's why we seek to learn the foundation of all scripture in the Torah. Because when it says all scripture is profitable for man, there was no New Testament. They were reading the original covenant. So we're going to be looking at the old and new covenants of the scripture. But I want to encourage you to understand of all the translations, we need to rip out a page to get a good understanding of scripture. And that is the page that separates the original from the renewed covenant, or as many people would say it, the old from the New Testament. Because it's not two books, it's one book. One book. And the pinnacle of all these books comes down to our Creator's love for us. So as we're looking at this devotional series, Suffer Well, and we're thinking about the attributes of love, there's no such thing as the Greek form of agape love versus any other different type of love. There's only one type of love, and that's complete love. And anything less than that is incomplete, and it's not love. And when we come down to it, and the idea of suffering well is because we know the love of Yahweh for us, so we are able to persevere and suffer well. Well, we're up to the 12th attribute of love, according to Scripture, in 1 Corinthians 13:7, it says, love bears all things. Love bears all things. And the translator here in our devotional, who was a man in jail, comes to the conclusion of this scripture translation and says, love does not betray. We don't give up on love. It bears all things. That's what's supposed to happen. We don't betray love. We don't give up on love because Yahweh is love. And if we love Him, we love. And if we don't love, we don't love Him. So we have to get away from the Greek mindset and understand the Hebrew mindset. So I'm going to read the devotional right now, and then I'm going to speak about this some more. It says, love does not betray. Therefore, Yahweh does not betray. Betrayal, the 12th pillar of love's opposite, embodies the very deception that is the root of false beliefs about love. How is that? Because to betray is to forsake love itself. If you have learned to justify such behavior by erroneously categorizing love into individual types, such as friendly love, intimate love, and brotherly love, this is a delusion, as there is only one love. And it is defined solely by its creator, Yahweh. If you are willing to accept it, refining love is really an attempt to justify watering down Yahweh's love into some imposter like human love or natural love. Any diluted and cheapened version of love will always lead to failure. How so? Anything that claims to be love yet fails at any of the 16 pillars, these attributes of love, is a scam. Your willingness to dilute love because of your unwillingness to accept Yahweh's standard of love will only keep you from experiencing the purity of His love. This compromise is a delusion, and this delusion is the ultimate betrayal, and is why betrayal itself embodies the great deception. What can you do to remedy this delusion? You confess your rebellion to Yahweh, of course. I am an imposter, Yahweh. I attempted to redefine love so it fits my standards and makes me feel like I am doing what you desire. Repentance will then release His love over you. so you can then give it away to others. Repentance, the path back to knowing his true love. It is the path back. I give you a new commandment that you should love one another just as Yahweh loved you. So you too should love one another. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. John 13, 34 to 35. So as we look at this devotional and we look at the idea of betrayal and people giving up on love, giving up on God and not trusting him, we look at where this scripture took place. As Paul was defining what love was, the Apostle Paul was defining love. In 1 Corinthians 37, it says, love bears all things. And then we'll look at the other attributes on another day where it says it trusts, it hopes, and it preserves, perseveres. But to bear is another good translation is it protects. It protects. Love protects. The love Yahweh has for us protects us. It shows it's his kindness to us who don't even deserve it. You know, it doesn't give up. Love doesn't give up. And if you give up as anything else, it's not love. It always protects. You know, it always protects. It doesn't betray. So we are not to conceal the fruits of others to show kindness to them, or don't conceal the faults of others and show kindness to them. We must understand the one type of love, and it must bear all things. Bear all things. Bearing all things. That's what must happen. Never running or doubting love. Now, many of you can resonate with me. I have a failed marriage. So did I give up on love or did I give up on Yahweh? And throughout the situation, I was in deep prayer. And only when I heard from him was I able to move forward with my situation and proceeding to end my relationship that I shouldn't have been into in the first place. But love doesn't give up. See, the enemy's job is to lie, kill, and destroy. And destroy us. And the way he does that is to break the backbone of love. To redefine love and water it down into different types of love is the way the enemy gets us to destroy these things. And that's when we betray Yahweh. We betray our first true love in Yahweh. And that's when everything else breaks down. We must stay steadfast and we must stay strong and not let that break down. It's too commonly misunderstood, this idea of love according to scripture. We must not let that break down. So when we look at this verse, bearing all things, we see how it's often mistranslating. Bearing all things doesn't mean to bear, in fact, all things. All things pretty much can lead us to excuses when we say all things. Well, what does all things mean? So, you know, the misunderstanding here is common that these words refer to meek bearing of injuries from other fellow men. But that's not really what it is. It comes down to suffering well for Yeshua, for the cause of Yeshua, for the love of Yeshua, the one they call Jesus. That's what it all comes down to. That's what it comes down to. So regardless of what's happening, because Yeshua died for us, we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for him who died for us. 2 Corinthians 5:15 says, and he died for us so that all those who should live, who should no longer live for themselves, but who died for them and was raised. And the two commandments we have is to love him with all our heart and love each other as we love ourselves. And that's what we get when we bear all things, not for the sake of the world, but for the sake of the love of Yahweh and what he did for us. For what he did for us. 1 Corinthians 9:12 says, if others receive this right from you, are we not merely deserving? But we have not made use of this right. Instead, we endure everything so that we may not be a hindrance to the gospel of Yeshua. That's what it comes down to. We endure rather than put on an obstacle in the way of getting to Yeshua and the gospel of Yeshua. The enemy wants to distract us. The enemy wants us people to betray others and to give up on love and to give up on Yahweh and to give up on each other. But no, we bear all things for the sake of the gospel of Yeshua. We put up with anything rather than hinder that path to the gospel. It says in 1 Thessalonians 3:1, so when we could bear it no longer, we decided to stay in Athens alone. Verse 5 goes on to say, so when I could bear it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith for fear that the temper somehow tempted you, a toil and proven useless. We must bear all things. That's love, and not betray each other. So this is where we find ourselves at. And it says in Proverbs 10:12, hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrong. Hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers all wrong. And when there's a conflict, the enemy wants us to betray each other. But when we betray each other, we betray Yahweh's love for us. 1 Peter 4:8 says, above all, each of you deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. That is love. That's the love Yahweh has for us. We're told to love each other just as much. 1 John 3:10 says, so now we can tell who are his children of Yahweh and who are the children of the devil. Anyone who does not live righteously and does not love other believers does not belong to Yahweh. Does not belong to Yahweh. And we think about this, and we think about the suffering we're to bear for Yeshua and our love for him. And we think about what he had to deal with and how he's able to persevere even through the betrayals of others. It says in Psalms 41:9, even my closest friend whom I've trusted, the one who ate my bread, has lifted his heel against me. Psalms 55:12 to 14 says, for it is not an enemy who insults me. I could have handled that. Nor is it someone who hates me, who now arises against me. I could have hidden myself from him. But it is you, a man who I treated as my equal, my personal confidant, my close friend. We have a good fellowship together. We even walk together in a house of Yahweh. You understand the enemy will try to take away from you anything he can to get you to not understand the love of Yahweh. That's what the enemy does. It says when strife is there, the enemy is near. We need to not let that happen. Job 19:19 says, my close friends detest me. Those I love have turned against me. Job 19:13 to 14 says, my relatives stay far away from me. My friends have turned against me. My family is gone, and my close friends have forgotten me. Proverbs 25:9, 10 said, take up the matter with your neighbor and don't betray another person's confidence. Otherwise, anyone who hears you will make you assume that your bad reputation will never leave you. It's at times like this, we don't abandon Yahweh. We don't betray him, but we run to him and cry out to him for help. When the enemy tries to tempt us, we know we have Yahweh's word. Psalms 27:10 says, even my father and mother abandoned me. Yahweh cares for me. Psalms 55:16 and 7 says, I call upon Yahweh and he delivered me. Morning, noon, and night, I mulled over these things and cried out of my distress, and he heard my voice. Exodus 14:14 says, Yahweh will fight with you, and you only have to be silent. We take the example of Yeshua, who was betrayed, but he understood love. He understood love does not give up. It perseveres throughout all things. We look at Peter, and we look at before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. Three times Peter denied him. Then we look at Judas, who actually gave him up for a little bit of money. You know, and all this suffering and all this betrayal and suffering is the enemy's tricks to get us to give up on love. But it says love bears all things, and that's what it means. Love bears Yeshua's. Yeshua's love for us. It doesn't. We suffer with Yeshua because we love. It says in 2 Corinthians 1:5, for just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Yeshua, so also our comfort abounds through Yeshua. 1 Peter 4:30 says, but rejoice inasmuch as you are partakers of Yeshua's suffering, that when the glory shall be revealed, you may be glad and exceedingly joy. So when the enemy tries to attack you and you have a reason, you think, not to love, you have a reason to abandon, a reason to betray, understand Yeshua and what he's done for us. Hebrews 12:13 says, for consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, so that you won't grow weary and lose heart. We must stay and hang in there and find the blessing even through the trials. Matthew 5:10 to 12 says, how blessed are those who are persecuted for righteous sake, because the kingdom from heaven belongs to them. How blessed are you whenever people insult you, persecute you, and say all sorts of evil things against you falsely. Rejoice and be extremely glad, because your reward in heaven is great. That's how the persecuted and the prophets came, who came before you. And we understood what we spoke about in yesterday's devotional, never giving up and finding joy in everything. And I say we must find the love in everything. Love does not give up. It bears all things. All things. It's not for us to take revenge. Let our Creator take the revenge. Let our Creator have the justice. We shall not be taken away. Love does not betray. Regardless of how people are treating us, we must love them and take that example from Yeshua. We must go in the strength of Yahweh to do this, because this is the essence of what the enemy is trying to destroy. Philippians 4:13 says, I am able to do all things through him who strengthens me. And Matthew 19:26 says, but Yeshua beheld them and said to them, with man this is impossible, but with Yahweh all things are possible. Don't let the enemy take that love and turn it into bitterness or hatred. Fix your eyes on Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Just think about that love. Hebrews 12:15 says, make sure that no one falls short of the grace of Yahweh, and that no root of bitterness springs up, causing trouble by it, defiling many. Isaiah 26:3 says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast, because they trust in you. I know there are many of you right now that are going through tough times in your relationships. There are many of you that are going through tough times in your life with all these things that want to make you doubt Yahweh's love for us. But love bears all things. It does not betray. We must rely on the gift that he's given us in the Holy Spirit and pray. In Romans 8:26, it says, in the same way, Spirit, help us in our weaknesses. We do not know what we ought to pray, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. We need to forget the past and move on and continue in Yahweh's will for us. That's what we need to do. It says in Philippians 3:13 and 14, brethren, I could not myself have apprehended, but this is one thing, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto the things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Of Yahweh through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. It says in Matthew 24:9, and I remind you, 9 and 10, then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. And that time many will turn away from me in the faith and will betray and hate each other. That's what the enemy wants, and we must not let that happen. Love does not betray. Love does not give up. We must not give up. We must not give up. We must persevere, and keep our eyes stuck on him and understand his true love for us is the only type of love, and it's complete love. Complete love. It says in John 4, 8-10, the person who does not love doesn't know Yahweh, because Yahweh is love, and Yahweh has shown us his love by sending his only son so that we would have faith and life through him. This is love. Not that we have loved God, but he loved us and sent his son to be a payment for our sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His love has been poured in our heart through the Radak Kodesh and given to us as a gift so we can understand what love is. And we must not give up on that. It says in John 17:26, I made your name known to them and I will continue to make it known so the love you have for me may be in them and I myself be in them. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for Yahweh did not give us a spirit of timidity, but one of power, love, and self-discipline. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's this love that would allow Yeshua to endure and bear everything he went through for us. He was able to bear it for us because it was this love he had for us. Revelations 1:5 says, and from Yeshua Messiah, he is faithful, the faithful witness to those things. First to rise from the dead and to rule all the kings of the world. All glory to him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by shedding his blood for us. Romans 5:8-9 says, but Yahweh demonstrates his love for us by the fact that Messiah died for us while we were still sinners. Now that we have been justified by his blood, how much more will we be saved from the wrath through him? And then John 10:17-18 says, the Father loves me because I sacrificed my life so I may take it back again. No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want and also to take it up again. For this is what my Father has commanded. Listening and obeying his commandments. Hallelujah. John 15:13 says, greater love has no one than this, that someone would lay down their life for their friends. Romans 5:10 says, for if we were Yahweh's enemies, we would be reconciled to him through the death of his son. How much more have we been reconciled? Shall we be saved through his life? Hallelujah. We are to show love to our brothers and sisters, the love Yeshua has given us and shown us. 1 John 3:16 says, we know what real love is because Yeshua gave up his life. So we also ought to give up our lives for our brothers and sisters. Not betrayal them, but bearing what's going on in our life. Ephesians 5:1-2 says, therefore be imitators of Yahweh as dearly loved children and walk in love, as Messiah also loved us and gave himself for us, a sacrifice and fragrant offering to Yahweh. And I give you this new command that we discussed, to love one another as you have loved, as I have loved you, and also to love one another. Everyone will know this by that you are my disciples because you have a love for one another. John 13:34-35. And Galatians 5:14 says, for the whole law can be summed up in this one command. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. This result is the result in obeying him. John 14:21 says, the person who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too love him to reveal myself to him. How many of you want to be able to bear and suffer everything to have the love that he has for us? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 14:23 says, Yeshua answered, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. Then my Father will love him, and he will go to him and make our home with him. The one who doesn't love me doesn't keep my commandments. The words that you are hearing me say are not mine, but come from the Father who sent me. And Matthew 22:37-38 says, Yeshua told him, you must love Yahweh with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. This is the greatest and most important of the commandments. We're not even doing the little. How can we do the lot? We gotta follow his word. Follow his word. Galatians 5:22 says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Philippians 2:3 says, nothing be done through strife, but in the lowness of the mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The highest forms of love, the only form of love. There's only one love, and we must show it to our fellow brothers and sisters. We must. and we must not let the enemy take us off our focus of Yahweh. We must stand firm. Stand firm in your walk with Yahweh. Galatians 5:1 says, Yeshua has liberty in us to be free. Stand firm and then don't submit again to the yoke of slavery. Stand firm and fight the good fight. And lay hold on to eternal life, 1 Timothy 6:12. Stand firm and you will win. Don't give up on love. Love endures forever. It bears all things. Be patient and stand firm, James 5:8. This Yahweh is coming near. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 1:24 says, not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy, for you to stand firm in your faith. Firm in your faith. We need to do that. Psalms 112:6 says, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever. Proverbs 10:25 says, when a storm has swept by, the wicked are gone, but the righteous stand firm forever. Hallelujah. And Proverbs 12:3 says, man cannot be made secure by wickedness, but by the root of righteousness is immovable. It's immovable. Remember, we can do all things through him who strengthens us. Remember that, and we persevere for Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't let the enemy separate and divide. Don't let the enemy do that. Come together and understand the love that Yeshua has for us. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for listening today, and I pray this speaks to some of you that are going through trials right now, and you can understand his love for us. And praise the wonderful Creator for his holy word. And he gives us these guidelines and instructions how we are to live our lives. We must show love to one another. So that is our devotional for today. The attribute number 12 of love from the Suffer Well devotional series. You can see all these devotions at sufferwell.org. Go to my website, TorahLifeMinistries.org, if you want to see all our videos we've done, and our YouTube channel as well, Torah Life Ministries, and you can see everything there. So this is a lesson that many of us have to learn. It's a sign of opening up to the enemy and letting him destroy us and just being immature in our faith when we can't persevere and bear all things for the sake of the love of Yahweh, and that's what he calls us to do. So please bear all things in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everyone out there watching, have a blessed day today. Yahweh be with you all. And remember, if you love him, you will keep his guidelines and instructions, his commandments. Shalom, shalom, everybody.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Some say don't give up and hope that your good is good enough. Head down, keep on working. If you can earn it, you deserve it. Some say push on through. After all, it's the least that you can do. But don't buy what they're selling. It couldn't be further from the truth. What if I were the one to tell you that the fight's already been won? Well, I think your day's about to get better. What if I were the one to tell you that the work's already been done? It's not good news, it's the best news ever. Some say don't ask for help. God helps the ones who help themselves. So press on, get it right. Otherwise, get left behind. Some say he's keeping score. So try hard, then try a little more.